Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We still have a lot of work to do to get this signed into law.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan on the revised Republican health care bill that narrowly passed the U.S. House yesterday on a vote of 217 to 213. The GOP measure aims to repeal and replace Obamacare. President Trump saying of it,
premiums will be coming down. Yes, deductibles will be coming down.
Democrats are ripping the bill. South Carolina's Representative James Clyburn calls it inhumane.
Because it will allow the reinstitution of egregious forms of discrimination against some of the most vulnerable people.
And the bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate. The Midwest is on alert for more storms pouring more water on some areas already dealing with devastating flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Voters in France heading to the polls this weekend to finalize the election of a new president. Bill Zimpfer has some information.
It's being called the most important election in France in decades, and the candidates couldn't be any more different. Right-wing candidate Marine Le Pen wants to close the borders, restrict immigration, and leave the European Union, while 39-year-old centrist Emmanuel Macron would stay with the EU and remain open to immigrants. Macron has a 20-point lead in the polls heading into Sunday's balloting.
Moments ago, the Labor Department issued the April jobs report, and it shows the U.S. economy generated 211,000 new jobs last month. That's a rebound from a disappointing March figure. Also pointing to steady U.S. economic growth going forward. The unemployment rate in the new report dips to 4.4%, down from 4.5%. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
Planned Parenthood wants in on a fight against one of Kentucky's abortion laws, the group yesterday filing to join a lawsuit over Kentucky's law requiring the last abortion clinic in the state have transfer agreements in place with local hospitals. The Louisville clinic doesn't have such an agreement. A spokesman for the Cabinet for Health and Family Services says the agreements could help save a woman's life if something went wrong, But others, like Planned Parenthood, claim it's all just a ruse to try to close that last clinic. Pictures of an anti-President Trump sign in San Diego go viral. Here's Jason Campidonia with that story.
The pictures are of a street in University Heights which reads, Stop Trump. Someone spray-painted Trump's name on the road near the stop sign at the corner of Park and Madison last weekend. City crews have since painted over the word Trump, but people who live nearby say over the past week, people have been flocking to the area to snap pictures and post them on social media. The city says any political statement on city property is an act of vandalism.
And a federal judge keeping El Chapo in solitary confinement ruling yesterday, the Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman will still be allowed to send pre-screened messages to his wife from his New York City prison cell, and he'll help establish his legal defense. The ruling means Guzman, though, will have to stay in a cell 23 hours a day with the lights always on, while he's allowed just an hour of exercise in a small cage.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area starts today with rain and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 p.m., then showers between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 p.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rains. High near 64 degrees, easterly winds between 11 and 15 miles per hour. Tonight, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Cloudy with a low around 55 and southeast winds around 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. On Saturday, showers are likely mainly after 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy skies and a high near 64. South winds between 10 and 16 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday night, showers are likely mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 44 and westerly winds between 6 and 9 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation at 60%. Sunday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and a high near 59. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and a low around 39. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Start your work week on Monday with partly sunny skies and a high near 54. Monday evening, mostly cloudy, and a low around 38.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I am Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. And very happy to be here today on this very, very rainy day and talk to you about something that, yes, goes on even in Hunterdon County, and that is homelessness. Hunterdon Helpline is part of a subcommittee with the Department of Human Services here in Hunterdon County. Fisherman's Mark, Family Promise of Hunterdon County, United Way, and we folks have been working on a 10-year plan to end homelessness here in the county. And you might say to yourself, well, is that something that's really going on in our county? We don't see it. It's not talked about that much. But yes, it actually is. And Hunterdon Helpline is the after-hours emergency service for people who need emergent shelter for both Hunterdon County and Somerset County. And so we know firsthand that this is an issue here in the county, that people are chronically homeless for a variety of different reasons. These are people that we serve on an ongoing basis. And then we have those who have a sudden emergent need because they may have had an issue in their housing, their apartment, their house, unfortunately due to a fire or carbon monoxide or something happening that made the residents unfit for shelter, or they were evicted because of, again, a variety of reasons. Could have been a medical issue, even just a car payment that thwarted their ability to pay their rent. But the issue is real, and we are trying to see if we can solve that one by one with those in need. So that's going to be the topic that we are discussing today. And I hope you'll stay tuned after these messages, because there's a lot of information that I'm hoping that I can share with you and that will shed light on the situation here.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch, limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade. Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at hunterdonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908 908- 713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show here on the internet radio station of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Susan Lax, your host of the show. And as I said in the first segment, that we will be talking about homelessness in Hunterdon County and the efforts to end that by various organizations here under the auspices of the Department of Human Services. And I'm very proud of the work that we're doing. I'm more proud of the research that we're doing because right now we want to solve a problem. We're trying to come up with a 10-year plan, and that has been drafted. But as part of the process of writing that draft, which will eventually go to the freeholders, we want to know really the facts, the research, what works, what doesn't work. And so we've been doing a lot of research on our own in terms of collecting articles, et cetera, about other areas that have successfully attacked this issue. And we have also gone on a few field trips. We have really tried to look into the solutions that other people have offered, what's working, what's not working, what kind of trajectory they were on in order to reach where they ended up. And needless to say, you know, it certainly is an ongoing educational process, if you will. But representatives from Fisherman Mark, Family Promise of Hunterdon County, the Department of Human Services Administrator, Christine Hammerstone, and I representing Hunterdon Helpline, have gone out on a couple of field trips. The state has offered a few wonderful events to learn about what other counties are doing, what the state is doing, what kind of grant funding, et cetera, is available. At one of those meetings, we were fortunate to have Freeholder John King come along with us. And we really are gathering quite a cadre, if you will, of information. And it has been eye-opening because when you start this process, particularly when you are working with homeless folks, you think, well, you know, we just need this or we just need that, or in my experience, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, my opinion's not always right, and I'd rather learn from those who have tackled it, maybe tweak it so that it is certainly Hunterdon County-centric. That would be great. But we really have looked at a variety of I would say, programs, services, what have you. How can we, in fact, help people end their homelessness? And so there's a lot of different categories when you look at this. You have the folks who are chronically homeless, maybe through mental health issues, a variety of different things that they just are not going to be able to sustain employment, a housing situation, et cetera, on their own, that they really need consistent support to keep them in housing and off the street or couch surfing, et cetera. Then, of course, we have, as I mentioned before, those people who find themselves in an emergent situation for whatever reason, and it may be their first time being homeless. How do we address those issues? And then maybe employment, maybe education, maybe supportive social services will be able to assist them to get back into housing on a sustainable basis. So again, and then, you know, I'm going to throw in a third category there, and that's the person who's on the precipice. It's about to go over the cliff, if you will, if something does not change. And we certainly want to address the prevention of homelessness, because why wait till a person gets to the situation and they cannot resolve it, or it takes a very long time to resolve? And I will tell you, from Hundred and Helpline's point of view, we see this every day with the family that suddenly cannot make their utility payments. We get calls throughout the day for those people in that stage that I would consider, if they don't do something or have some support, the paying the utility bills or not paying the utility bills is going to lead to not paying the rent, not paying the car payment, losing the car, transportation, then losing employment. So we address that third category as well, hoping that we can, in fact, prevent somebody from entering into that abyss. And so it's again, been very educational. We've gone to a variety of different places, and we're going to continue to go. This past Tuesday, we went to the Mercer Alliance in Mercer County, and they have had success with providing housing, permanent housing for people who are homeless, with supportive services. And that seems to be the key. Whenever we go out to a successful county or go to a presentation on what has worked and what hasn't worked, the supportive services is a constant. It's always there as the catalyst towards either the prevention or the end of homelessness for a particular person or family. Those wraparound services are huge because, again, we can provide housing, but if a person has been struggling with mental health issues, if a person has been struggling with addiction issues, if a person has been struggling meeting their bills because they're unemployed or underemployed, we can't just put a roof over their head and expect them to succeed. We have to solve those issues that they were facing that actually led to the homelessness. So supportive services is absolutely a key part, and that's why we're collaborating. That's why we get in the car and go to these presentations or go and visit the counties, because by ourselves, we're not going to do it. 100 and Helpline is not going to do it without the organizations that it refers to and links to on a daily basis. We still need to be able to say, this is why the person became homeless or is going to become homeless, and what can we do to not only provide them housing, but to sustain them in that housing. And Family Promise provides, obviously, shelter for women and children, first and foremost. They are used to working with people who are homeless and who need a place to stay. But they don't just provide that place to stay. They provide counseling. They refer back to 100 and Helpline so that 100 and Helpline can then provide them either with its own work connectivity program or the one stop if employment is an issue. Or if they need counseling, 100 and Behavioral Health. Fisherman's Mark, who sort of is the South Pole of 100 and County, offering a variety of services, obviously, as well. They provide counseling. They provide referral and linkage to the organizations that have the sources, the resources, the services, the programs, etc., to hopefully make a difference in that person's life. So together, we're bringing together not only the education for this 10-year plan, but we're bringing together obvious services, very specific services that we feel are going to make a difference. Because we, again, providing the roof over the head is not going to, in the long term, be a successful measure to end homelessness for that individual or for that family. And it's been great working with these folks because while 100 and Helpline works with them, again, on a daily basis, we are the referring and linking agency overall for 100 and County for any need at any time, 24/7. When we get down into the trenches and actually collaborate on a specific problem, to use an old-fashioned expression that my kids constantly laugh at, it warms the cockles of my heart. But more importantly, it works. It absolutely works because it's the integration of those services that provides a holistic solution. And that's the mission of Hundred and Helpline. So we're not doing anything that's different for this issue than we do for any caller who calls in with any particular challenge. We're doing the same thing that we do all the time. That's our mission, to provide a holistic solution. Hundred and Helpline can't do that by itself. We can't just say, okay, we're going to give you a phone number. Go call Fisherman's Mark. Go call Hundred and Prevention Resources. That in and of itself is not going to provide that holistic solution. Because unfortunately, when we hit that bump in a road, it affects everything. Everything. Just think, if we have a medical condition, and unfortunately, I think all of us have had that at least once, if not several times in our lives. We end up in a hospital. It doesn't just affect our health. We've stopped going to work. Are we still going to get paid during that time? Our family has to come and support us in the hospital. Have they had to take off from work? If we're losing funding through employment, what have you, because we're in the hospital, say we don't have any benefits, are we going to start falling behind on our bills? Who's going to take care of the everyday if the car needs to be taken to the service station, what have you? It's all connected. The dominoes start falling. And other, you know, take unemployment. I mean, that just affects absolutely everything. And again, not just paying the bills, but our health. Recent study has shown that white men over 50, this is a Princeton study, are more and more depressed and more contemplating suicide. This is an outgrowth of the big recession. This is people losing jobs, people having no hope, obviously. So, again, that domino effect. When just one catastrophe, crisis, challenge can befall a person or a family, and suddenly we find ourselves in a situation where we need help, and it affects all those other areas. So getting those other agencies who provide very specific programs and services to address all those dots finally connected for, again, that holistic solution. I'm going to come back because I want to share some of the things that we have, in fact, learned and very important information. Also about the folks that we are working with to prevent and end homelessness.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today we take the next step to repeal and replace Obamacare.
House Speaker Paul Ryan, as the Republican measure to repeal and replace Obamacare narrowly passes the U.S. House on a vote of 217 to 213, and it now heads to the Senate, where Republican Indiana Congressman Luke Messer points out,
the bill will surely undergo more changes as we continue this process through the Senate.
Meanwhile, Democrats are slamming the bill, including Virginia's Bobby Scott, the congressman saying the bill threatens burdens people with pre-existing conditions. The labor market is growing at a faster than expected pace, as the Labor Department just released the April jobs report showing employers adding 211,000 jobs last month, beating expectations of a gain of 190,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie Austin. I wasn't born lucky. I made it to where I am because of relentless attention to detail, to my family, my faith, my work, and to my health as well. And that's why I recommend Life Extension Magazine. And now you can do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is more than just another health magazine. It's the ultimate source for new health and medical findings. The ultimate source. It's published every month, and every issue is packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. A lot of it we talk about right here on the show. This is hard to find cutting-edge information that you won't get anywhere else, believe me. Our listeners get a special deal, a free six-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. All you have to do is call 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622, and that's toll-free, or go online to lifeextension.com/war, W-A-R. Don't wait, and don't just take other people's advice when it comes to your health. Decide for yourself. Life Extension can help.
The weather forecast for Hunterdon County starts with rain today, possibly a thunderstorm before 1 p.m., then showers between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 p.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, and the high is going to be near 64 degrees with easterly winds between 11 and 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Look outside your window. It's raining now. Tonight, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Cloudy with a low around 55 and southeasterly winds around 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Tomorrow, Saturday, showers are likely mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 64 and south winds between 10 and 16 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. On Saturday night, showers remain likely mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy skies and a low around 44 degrees. Westerly winds between 6 and 9 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. On Sunday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 59, and winds between 7 and 14 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. And that goes on into the evening with a slight chance of showers. Chance is 20% for precipitation, and mostly cloudy skies and a low around 39. Partly sunny skies on Monday and a high near 54. And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show here Friday mornings. And we are talking about homelessness. Hunterdon Helpline is the emergency agency for social services both in Hunterdon and Somerset County after hours. We are 24/7, 365 days out of the year for any need. And our 1-800 number is 272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630 if you're experiencing any challenge whatsoever. Or you can call our local number at 908-782-4357. We are the referral and linking agency for Hunterdon County. And that means if you call us, we will determine what your challenge is and what program or service you need. We have a database of 1,500 programs and services in the area that could hopefully assist you. And we put together a plan so that you have not just one agency assisting you, but three or four if appropriate. And again, that number is 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. Any need, any time, 24/7, 365 days, including, again, emergency services and homelessness, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, children, youth, and family support, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, suicide prevention, compassionate listening. We are also connected with the link. And we are here to assist you. And most important, we as 100 and Helpline know the other organizations, know the other programs and services to provide you immediately with that phone call, save you time and effort Googling and trying to find an agency that will help you. We are your first call for help. And that's why, again, we are the assisting agency for both counties, Somerset and Hunterdon, when it comes to emergency needs for sheltering when their offices close at the end of the day. So we obviously have some experience in this area. And as I said before the break, we're working on a subcommittee under the auspices of the Department of Human Services here in Hunterdon County to end homelessness. We are drafting a 10-year plan to end homelessness, and we are trying to find out from other areas what they have done to do this. Some of them have been working on it for years, others have just started, but we're sort of waiting to see what they have done and how it can help our very specific Hunterdon County centric situation. So as I mentioned before, on Tuesday, Fisherman's Mark, Hunterdon Helpline, Family Promise of Hunterdon County, and the Department of Human Services Administrator Christine Hammerstone, we all went down to visit the Mercer Alliance in Mercer County. They have instituted their plan, and what they basically did in a nutshell is to get all the players around the table, all the different agencies that somehow assist or provide education or what have you for folks who are experiencing or about to experience homelessness. And all those agencies began a collaborative effort to not just pool resources, but to pool housing stock as well. And that's one of the biggest things that we face in terms of this issue. Do we have housing stock that could provide either affordable housing or housing that is for folks who need continuous help to stay under a roof, whether it be mental health services, addiction services, what have you? Because as I said before, there's three different groups, if you will, that are affected by homelessness. One are the people who are chronically affected by homelessness and probably will continue throughout their life in this situation. Others are people who have just experienced it for the first time, or they're in and out of homelessness, but not necessarily at the chronic level. And then the third one are those people who, as I said before, are on the precipice. And we certainly want to prevent a situation that would be, hopefully, the best way to solve the problem. So having everybody around the table is key. But they have agencies that are around the table that had specific housing stock that they were using for supportive housing, such as an Easter Seals, such as an ARC, various agencies that do put their clients in either temporary housing, like an Anderson House, towards the goal of permanent housing, and said, well, why are we stopping? Why not just make it permanent? Why not just pull those resources so we increase the housing stock? And yes, this is Mercer County, but I'm going to get back to that. While we say, oh, our county's different, I did ask an important question to answer, you know, that conundrum, if you will. But anyway, everybody's pooling all their resources as well as their brick-and-mortar resources. And then they are providing the person with ongoing case management. And this is the huge piece. It is the case management. If I find myself in a crisis, Obviously, I would have prevented it if I could have, but for some reason, I wasn't able to. So now I'm in this crisis. Somebody offers me a way to get out of my homelessness. Here's an apartment. Okay, great. I'm going into that apartment. What makes that different from the apartment I already had or the house I already had? Really nothing, unless there's case management and I can overcome the challenges I faced when I became homeless, when I lost the apartment or the house. So just to provide the housing is not key. What is key is that case management. And how do all these agencies come together to provide those wraparound services and actually help that person solve them, hopefully once and for all, so that that housing situation does in fact become sustainable and that person is no longer homeless, not just today, but 10 years from now, 20 years from now. So that's why this collaboration is so important, so very important, because even the services provided by human services are not enough. And people don't realize the collaboration that's already going on in the county because, as I mentioned, this is a subcommittee. So what's the regular committee? Department of Human Services in Hunterdon County has what's called the Comprehensive Emergency Assistance Committee, the CEAS Committee, okay? And Catholic Charities, Legal Services of Northern New Jersey, Family Success Center, Salvation Army, obviously Hunterdon Helpline, Fisherman's Mark, Family Promise, the Housing Department of Human Service, Social Services is sitting around the table. The list goes on. Department of Child Protective Services sitting around the table. All of these folks sitting around the table because we deal with these emergency needs all the time. So the subcommittee is taking that expertise and trying to figure out how we can end the challenge of homelessness. And it's amazing working with everyone. Then once we have the draft and we're satisfied with that, after all this research we're doing, we go back to them and hopefully they'll approve it and it'll go up on to the freeholders. So let's get back to the Mercer Alliance. This was great. A special thank you to Frank Cirillo, and who is the head of the Mercer Alliance, and Kathleen Cassidy, who is their consultant, because it was just absolutely amazing. So what question did I ask that was Hunterdon County centric and specific? The housing stock. And also the amount of people that we have versus the amount of people, a huge place like Mercer County, which obviously includes Trenton, what's the difference? And there is no difference because I said, in terms of the data, are we going to have different data? And they said, no, your percentages are the same because they did the research across the country with various programs in various populations and demographic groups, and they said the percentages pretty much stay the same according to your population. Could be some rises, some decreases, etc. So even with the housing stock being what it is, relative to our percentage of homelessness, it should fall in the same percentage. So even going to Mercer County for education was important. Our next stop is going to be Bergen County because they actually built a complex to provide housing, permanent housing and emergency housing, and also to house various organizations who are providing that collaborative effort that I already spoke about. Because then the person who is in the temporary housing situation needs to just walk across the campus or down the hall, doesn't have to worry about going from the shelter, catching the link, and going to social services, and are they going to be on time for their appointment or what have you. It's amazing. And the pictures look like a resort. And I hesitate to use that word because people will say, why are we spending money, et cetera, et cetera. you know, it's not a resort. We're not, it's not tennis courts and swimming pools. What I mean is that the campus is attractive. It's not, it doesn't fit the stereotype. It's something that we would be proud to have in our community, and we should be proud anyway, because in fact, we are ending a social problem. And every one of us could fall into that situation at any time. I'm going to be right back after these brief messages.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. Every Friday morning, I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, and we have been talking about homelessness in Hunterdon County and the efforts by various organizations and the Department of Human Services to combat that issue with real solutions, holistic solutions to help families and individuals who are facing homelessness. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could actually solve this issue? And I will tell you, as I've said before, we have been the sheltering agency for both Hunterdon and Somerset for years when they closed their doors. So we have the stats. We have the data. And I think people would be surprised. And I think people would be surprised that our chronic homeless population, they have been homeless for years here in our area. Wouldn't it be wonderful to finally get them into permanent housing and with the support services that they need to stay there? And that was the theme of a lot of the presentations that we have gone to, a lot of the meetings that we've had with other counties. And I've mentioned most recently Mercer County, the Mercer Alliance, because those supportive services are key for prevention and for ending homelessness once a person already is homeless. Very encouraging to see what other counties are doing, and it's encouraging because it appears doable. It definitely appears doable. Does it require funds? Yes, it does. But I will say this, and I don't think this comes as a shock to anyone. if you were to add up the dollars and cents that are currently spent on homelessness and put into effect a solution such as that of Bergen County or Mercer County. And again, for those of you who are saying, well, that's not Hunterdon, again, please know that the data shows that regardless of size, regardless of population, that it's relative, that we could actually address this situation. And it would be absolutely amazing. Now, I'm one to think that the cost factor is probably what most people are going to look at. And that cost factor is reduced when you put into place the solutions that these other counties have done. So while it may appear, oh, they want to build a brick and mortar complex, and oh my gosh, how much is that going to cost? We really have to look at the money that's already being spent and the savings. And there's savings across a lot of different agencies, and not just social service, but the police department, the hospital, all of our regular community services have a stake in this, both financially as well as with the services that they provide. So the costs would definitely be reduced. That's what everyone is telling us who have successfully put in place a solution. And with those costs being reduced by a plan that would provide permanent housing, we then have to look at affordable housing. And I mentioned that we were at the Mercer Alliance. Frank Cirillo said he doesn't like that word, and I really enjoyed this, and I'm going to steal it from him. He doesn't like the word affordable. He said all of our housing is affordable. If we are to move into a McMansion, we obviously or should be able to afford a McMansion, and so therefore that McMansion becomes affordable housing for us. What he called it was balanced housing. Do we have balanced housing? And I thought that was brilliant, because balanced housing implies that a county has something for everyone. Everyone. So if your affordable housing is a McMansion or a farm or an apartment or an efficiency, balanced housing in a county provides all those different options for all those different folks. And that's what we really need to address, particularly when we talk about the workforce. I'm going to quote Colleen Dewar of Family Promise, who loves to point out the three-legged table. You can provide all the services you want, but when one of these pieces is missing, employment, housing, and child care, and transportation, we end up with a wobbly table. So we really have to look at all those factors going in to an issue like this. But we also have to look at the social services that we have to provide. We can't leave people who are out on the street who are suffering from mental illness through no fault of their own and do need permanent housing. Should not be on the street. Should not be going from one couch to the other. So all of these pieces present what looks like a huge problem. But when this committee of the Department of Human Services went from place to place, we suddenly realized, my goodness, this isn't some dream, this wish list, this something that's never going to be attainable because other places are actually doing it and doing it successfully. Now, I do have a problem with the term end homelessness. Homelessness has been around since caveman times, okay? Somebody somewhere got kicked out of a cave for whatever reason, okay? And I believe that we will always have people who are facing or in homelessness. What ending homelessness or preventing homelessness means to me is that whenever a person is facing that issue, there are services, there's permanent housing, there are resources to stop it in its tracks. Yes, they may become homelessness in an hour from now. They just got evicted for whatever reason. But if we have this plan in place, that person does not have to go out on the street, or that family does not have to go out onto the street, does not have to live in a car, does not have to put up a tent, does not have to go to one friend's house until they get kicked out and go to another. So that's what it's all about. That's what ending homelessness is. And I hope that our community will support this effort. We have a lot more research to do. We're taking a field trip to Bergen County soon. We're also going to be looking at the housing stock in the county, what is vacant, what might be able to be repurposed. So, Hunter and Helpline, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Please call us. We are your first call for help in Hunter and County. 1-800-272-4630 or visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org for all our programs and services. Coming up next, Home Sweet Home with Stephen Patrick, and I'm sure you won't want to miss it, and we'll stay tuned for next Friday and more of Hands Across Hunterdon.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today we take the next step to repeal and replace Obamacare.
House Speaker Paul Ryan, as the Republican measure to repeal and replace Obamacare narrowly passes the U.S. House on a vote of 217 to 213, and it now heads to the Senate, where Republican Indiana Congressman Luke Messer points out,
the bill will surely undergo more changes as we continue this process through the Senate.
Meanwhile, Democrats are slamming the bill, including Virginia's Bobby Scott, the congressman, saying the bill threatens people with pre-existing conditions. The labor market is growing at a faster than expected pace, as the Labor Department just released the April jobs report showing employers adding 211,000 jobs last month, beating expectations of a gain of 190,000. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications.